Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Have you ever heard the saying, the devil is in the details? Put another way, the older saying was, God is in the details. And that goes back into the 1800s. But let's focus on the here and now. The point of today is to talk about details. Now, there are people who are detail-oriented, and there are those who are big picture or abstract. And those who are detail-oriented people can get stuck in looking for or adjusting to the tiniest details in their work or tasks. The big picture people, they can be a bit too quick where they miss details that could make a big difference in their work or make their task a little bit better. And when you are particular about details, even taking on an extra few minutes to review or do some of the little things, they can make a big difference to someone else. Now, I think of, for my kids and for kids who are in school, when you take a test or take a quiz and you rush through it and you hand it in, what if you were to take a couple of minutes and go through and just double check and maybe be just a little bit more thorough about looking at the question and making sure your answer fits what that question is? That is looking at the details. That is making sure that you didn't miss something and just quick review. Now, I talked about this on podcast episode quite a while ago, when we used to talk about when the kids were little and they were going to school, and we were always encouraging them, hey, don't rush through a test. Don't rush through a report. Don't rush through reading, because you're going to miss things. If you skim through a reading, you might miss some big details that are important to a story. Or if you're writing a report or you're writing a paper, it's making sure you're taking that a little bit of extra time to clarify what it is you're trying to say, or clarify an important point that is being referenced or whatever. But taking that little bit of time and looking for the details makes all the difference in the world. Another thing that I learned a long time ago was when you're working, and when you're working with a team, again, everybody's going to have different tasks. Everybody's going to have kind of a different way of approaching a joint problem. But somebody has to be detail oriented. Somebody has to be able to take notes. And I've seen notes where they are so widely abstract, you don't even know what was said in the meeting, if anything at all of importance, because they just say, like, who was there? They say they met, they start time was at this time, and they ended at this time. What did they talk about? Well, they didn't write down any of the details. So it's important that we kind of take and look at details differently than if we were just going to rush through everything and get things done. I think of the furniture maker who it was an old story a long time ago. They rushed through making a piece of furniture. They forgot to put any nails or screws into their furniture because they were trying to get it done so quickly, and it all fell apart when somebody went to sit down on it. Again, little details that most people wouldn't even think about. Well, then again, most of us aren't furniture makers anymore. But you get what I'm trying to say. Making sure that you're looking at some of those details is just so important. And taking that extra few minutes is also critical. It can be busier in the planning, where you're looking at more of those details than actually in the work. Maybe you are doing a big project, and the planning part of that is making sure, do we have all the right tools? Do we have all the right citations if we're writing a paper or if we're doing a project for a company? You know, those are the things that might make or break you. Those are the little details that you want to start thinking about. So whether you're working on a project with lots of detail, or you're working on some other task, take that extra few minutes and think about what else can be done to make the project, or maybe it's typing an email or writing a thank you card, but what could make that a little bit clearer to whomever will review it or read it, what's called downstream. I always used to look at, when I did tasks in one of my jobs, that I knew whatever I was going to do, it was going to flow through to three or four other people at some point, and they needed to understand, well, what was my thinking? What did I do? Why was I, why did I take that little bit of extra time? Well, it was because I knew somebody else was going to be taking a look and trying to decipher what exactly I was trying to do. So if I could put in a little more detail, that would make their job just a little bit easier. And also made it clearer for what they were trying to get done for their job. So, you know, these are just little things that we need to be thinking about. Walt Disney, if you've ever heard of him, which most people have, Walt Disney was a master of detail. If you watch any Disney cartoons, especially the older ones, look at what they did frame by frame. Now, it's amazing just in and of itself that they were able to do this without a computer, and they hand drew most of those cartoons. But when you look at little things in those cartoons, it's little things like movements or lighting or shadowing, for that matter. The little details may not mean much to many of the people who watch, yet they appear so much better and so much more lifelike, and you enjoy them so much better. When you start looking at things like that in a different way, and not just for what it is as being a cartoon, if you look at the way that Disney did his films, you will find so many little details that just, you know, the way the wind blows, the way the leaves fall off a tree. He tried to make it as lifelike as possible so that it kind of encapsulates you and brings you into his world. And so you start realizing or start thinking that you could be there with them in that time. It's a little thing that you don't really notice until you start watching those movies a little bit closer. So, one more example. I was reading this article on Writing Explained, which talks about details and writing and how it's so important to make sure that you get some details. And I thought this one was kind of funny. It was a conversation between two friends talking about being in a library. And I think we could use this in any office building. We could use it in any large building. But they talked about this in a library, and I thought this was pretty funny. But it's the first person saying, "I'm so embarrassed," and the second person saying, "Well, why? What happened?" And the first person, I'm assuming it's a female in this situation, says, "Well, this library is so big, I've gotten lost in here a few times." And the second person said, "Well, so did you get lost again?" And they said, "Well, not exactly. I asked for directions to the bathroom from one of the librarians, and she gave me fantastic directions. They were detailed, and I did a great job of remembering them, and they worked perfectly until I saw the bathroom sign, and I figured it was okay to forget the rest of the directions." And so the second person was like, "Well, sounds good to me. What was the problem?" And the first person says, "Well, I accidentally walked into the men's room. I wasn't thinking about which bathroom." Again, details to get there were great, but then the person forgot to think about the details of which restroom she should go into. Just funny little things like that a lot of us, you know, we don't always think about the details. But when we do, when we take a little bit extra time and we focus, it can make all the difference in the world. It can avoid problems, it can avoid difficulties. Those things really do make a big difference. But we have to take the time to stop, slow ourselves down, and focus. So with that, thank you for listening to my kids. I love you, and hopefully you will become a little bit more detail-oriented because of this. Thanks again. Take care.